Okay, good morning. We are continuing Taf Resh Chav Zayin Hilchasukkah. So we just concluded learning about sleeping under a bed or a table. Pesachei Tshuvos points out, and I looked, generally all tables and beds are lower than 10 tefachim. So it's not usually something we need to worry about with our furniture. Also, the Pesachei Tshuva brings the question about bunk beds. So again, I'm not sure how many people are carrying in their bunk beds into their sukkah, but to sleep on top of the first mattress, are you allowed to sleep on top of, because, so he says...
When you say the first, you mean the higher?
So to sleep on top of the higher bunk bed, so then you have nothing underneath, on top of you except for schach. So that wouldn't be a problem. What if you want to sleep on top of the lower bed and then you have the upper mattress on top of you? So if it's more than 10 tefachim, everyone says that's obviously a problem. The question is, the gap between the two mattresses. So you have one full airspace, contiguous, a full 10 tefachim of airspace between the two mattresses. That's when it's a problem, according to everyone. Once you don't have 10 tefachim, which I don't think you normally do, but it really depends on your bunk bed. If you don't have 10 tefachim in between, so the Kinyan Torah says it's still aser, because there's two issues. It's kavua, so that might just be an issue derabanan, but it's more kavua, similar to the case of kinofos. The other issue, so that's what he holds. Shevet Alevi holds its mutter because you need a complete 10 tefachim in order to be called an ohel. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I'm not sure, maybe it's okay, maybe it's not, because maybe you count from the floor, or maybe you, and the 10 tefachim, the mattress could be included or not. So anyway. Studying this way. So, anyway, Dalit, I hear Dalit. Pera sadin tachat haschach lenoi. Now, let's say a person hang first for decorations underneath their schach. They want to put an entire sheet, a decorative sheet, tablecloth, a tapestry, Persian rug. You want to hang something from the roof of your schach, and it's going to block out your schach completely. So we learn over here, if you do this, imhu betoch arba'a tfachim lagag, if it's within four tfachim of the schach, kshira, it's 100% mutter. It's 100% kosher, and you're allowed to eat like that. Because the purpose of it is it's for decoration for the schach, so it becomes batel to the schach. Im hu rachok arba'a tfachim min hagag, but if it's more than four tfachim away, psula. If it's more than four tfachim, that's a shear of a minimum size of a makom chashuv, and then it's no longer considered batel to the schach. Okay. Right, so even if your whole sukkah could be full of decorations, as long as it's within four tefachim and you can sit underneath it, you don't have to worry, it's 100% fine. Okay. Once it's more than four tefachim, so then it's puzzle if the schach, if it's just a thin little chain, that's also not going to make you not kosher, because it's also less than, it's not a sheer chashuv. The only time you'll be not yotzei of sitting in the sukkah is if the decoration is lower than four tefachim, and that decoration has a surface of 4x4 tefachim, and you're underneath that 4x4 tefachim, then you're not yotzei. And if it ruins and passels your entire sukkah, so then that's not for here, but it depends on the dimensions. If it's the whole length, part of it, you still have three walls. That's something to consider. V'im einu lenoi. Now, let's say you put these items that you hang from the sach, or sheets, or whatever it is, and the purpose is not for decoration. The purpose is for, I don't know, you don't want the leaves to fall down, or the rain. So then, af al pi shehu betoch arba tfachim, even though it's within four tfachim, it's psula, you're not yotze, it's not batel to the sach, and you have to, the whole purpose is to be there, to be under the sach, and to get shade from the sach, and not something else. Okay. So it doesn't matter how much you hang from your sach, as long as it's within four tfachim, it's not a problem. I'm not sure what the harama is.
You don't want the leaves to fall down.
Okay.
Sheet so that you have
shade. I hear. Interesting. Now, the Rama writes, "V'yesh lizaher," one should be careful. Again, there's no Isser Darabanan, but one should be careful. "Shalod litlot shum noy sukkah rak bepachot marba'al sukkah." He says, anytime you want to hang up schach, decorations for your schach, it should always be within four tvachim. You should never hang it down below. You know, it's not 4x4, it's just a chain, it's just thin, it's this, it's that, it's just an apple. It's not 4x4 tvachim wide. So in that case, what's the worry? The worry is you're going to start adding one apple, then another apple, and another decoration, and another decoration, and before you know it, you look up and you end up having a space of 4x4, that's lower than 4 tzvachim. So it's basically, it's like a gzera, just a precaution, in order to make sure you don't end up with your schach below 4 tzvachim and more than 4x4 wide. So that's what the Rama writes. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, when you're going to light, if you're going to hang lights from... in particular, we're talking about where there's heat and flame. He says you should definitely make it go lower than 4 tefachim because it's dangerous. And you don't want to have any fire. And you don't have to, we're only worried about you filling up your entire sukkah. It's just like a gzera, precaution. So therefore, for a candle so you can see, don't worry about it. And there's discussion what to do actually. I mentioned the word chains just because we understand that that's thin. But actually, can you hang a chain when you hang it from the schach? It's within four tefachim, but then, you know, it hangs down and the middle of the chain is below four tefachim. So there are different opinions. And in Dirshu, he quotes that the Sheva de Levi and Karelitz are mekel achadchila with that because part of it is within... the beginning and the end is within four tefachim, and that's enough. And you don't have to go worry too much about the chumrah. That's a precaution that's brought down in the Ramah. But there are different opinions. If one should lechatchila make sure all the chains are within four tefachim. Okay, let's go to Taf Resh Chaf Chet. Dinei Sukkah Tachat Sukkah. All right, so I know we're all familiar. We all build one sukkah on top of another, but let's learn Aleph. Sukkah shetachat sukkah. A person builds one sukkah on top of another. So ha'elyona kshira v'tachtona psula. So the top one, right, we're assuming both of them are built kasher. They have walls and they have at least 10 tefachim high. So then the top one is kosher and the bottom one is not. They're both built with the kosher schach. So why? Again, it's a drasha, dichtiv basukot. It says in the Torah basukot, without a vav, right, at least one of the times. So it's missing a vav, which is denotes lashon yachid. So you can only sit underneath one sukkah, you can't sit underneath two, and it's psula. V'hani mili sheyachol atachton ala kabla karim v'chasatot shal el yonah. Now the only time this would be that the bottom one is pasul is if the top one is livable. In other words, for the bottom one it's pasul if the schach of the top one is the floor, the schach of the bottom one is the floor of the top one, and therefore The top one is only viable if you can put a pillow and a blanket and you can sit up there and you won't fall through. Now, even though when you're sitting there and moving around, you know, the floor is rattling, that's okay. That's what al-yaday ad-dhak means. It's not a solid floor. But you're not going to fall through. It'll support your weight with your food and whatever you're up there with. So then, that means the top one is livable, it's kosher. And if the top one's kosher, then the bottom one is pasul. V'yesh b'nei ha-masar tvachim. That's assuming, right, each one has 10 tvachim. Otherwise, it's not livable if it's less than 10 tvachim. And so then, aval im ein b'nei ha-masar tvachim. So if the top one, the top sukkah, doesn't have 10 tvachim, so it's not kosher. But you can't eat in the top one because you're going to fall right through. So then the top one doesn't count. It's not kosher. It's not livable. So since the top one's not kosher, then the bottom one is kshera, as long as it's built kosher, which means that between the two sukkahs, you have kosher and enough schach. Now, the top one could be even, if you're not combining the schach together, then the top one could be even more than 20 amos high, because it's not counted. Since it's not livable, the top one we're not using, or whatever the situation is, the top one we're not using. Let's say there's not 10 tfachim in between, so we're not using the top one. So there's something there, but it's not pasul schach. It's not like it's not metal. So since it's not pasul schach, there's a separate din that it can't be more than 20 amos high. But that doesn't turn it into schach pasul. It just means you can't live in that kind of a, you can't use that sukkah. And again, the Mishnah, the Gemara gives three different reasons why. But okay. Why it can't be more than 20 amos. But it's not, it doesn't affect the schach itself. But if it's not with proper schach, umit kasheret aidei schach ha'elyuna. So that's what I said. But let's say you don't have on the bottom sukkah, you don't have enough schach. It's you didn't put enough. It's only covering. It's you have more sunlight is going to come through than shade. Umit kasheret aidei schach ha'elyuna. But you want to combine and use the schach from the top one. So then, tzarich shelo yeischach elyuna gavoa min haaretz lemala me'esrim ama. So since you're using the schach of the top one, so then the top one has to obviously be less than 20 amos from the ground. Okay. Bet. Ha'osa sukkato barosh ha'agala. A person wants to build a sukkah on top of his wagon, or barosh ha'sfina, or on top of his boat or ship, or nowadays you want to build it on your car or truck. If you would build it on the ground and the wind would blow it down, then it's psula, you're not yotze. Because it has to be where it can last at least for the normal wind of the time. But let's say you build it on a boat. And it's strong enough, if you were to put it in your backyard or in your front lawn, it would be strong enough and it would to hold up to the normal wind in the city. But you put it on a ship, and it's very windy when you're out on the seas. So afilu im ina yachol alam al-baruch mutziyad hayam. Even though you know it's probably not going to last 7 days, it might not even last a day when you put it on the ocean, but it is strong enough to last if it would be in the city by your home. So then kshera, it's kasher. As long as it's still lasting, you can use it. Obviously, when it falls apart, you can't. There's nothing there. But as long as it's still lasting, and it would last in the city, then it's kshera. Okay. All right, you can use it even while you're traveling. Okay, gimel. Asa aberosh hagamal. And if you are... Right, so if you're in a car, it has to be strong enough that it can hold the wind of being on the ground. If you're going 60 miles per hour and you blow it down, so also that wouldn't make it. It's also not a psul. Asa'a berosh ha'gamal or berosh ha'ilan. Now, if a person wants to build, this is gimel. A person wants to build his sukkah on top of his camel, some kind of an animal, And so in other words, you build it so it's sturdy, the walls are sturdy on the animal, and the schach is on top of the walls. Right? You're not balancing the schach. Mishnah Berurah says, obviously you're not balancing the schach on the head, because as soon as he moves, it's going to fall off. It has to be, okay, so that it could stand. Oh, berosh ha'ilan. Or on, you put on a, make a little treehouse out of it, a sukkah, on a sukkah on your, like a treehouse. Kshera. So then, it's kosher, no problem, except, ve'ein olin la b'yom tov. But you're not allowed to go on it on Yom Tov, because it's, or Shabbos as well, because it's usher to use an animal, and it's usher to climb a tree. So that's it. It's not a problem in the din of the sukkah, it's just a problem, it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, mikzata al ha'ilan, u'mikzata b'davar acher. Now, part of the floor is resting on, or the walls are resting on a tree, and part of it's resting on something solid that you are allowed to go on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Im hu b'inyan sh'imina tala ilan tisha'er hi omedit velo tipo, since it's the portion that's resting on a tree. If you were to just remove that tree, cut it down, make it disappear, so that if the sukkah would remain standing, so then, olin la b'yom tov, you're allowed to go and climb on it, obviously not on the tree, you climb onto the sukkah through a ladder, or whatever kosher means. V'im lav, but if the sukkah would collapse, in olin la b'yom tov. So then that's called, it's getting benefits from climbing on the tree, and that you're not allowed to do, so then you can't go on it on Yom Tov. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, first he says, let's say the floor is built on something solid, let's say the ground, but the schach is resting on a tree. So at first he says, well, that would be a problem, because people might hang things from their schach. It's like a shelf. They hang things up, and therefore, if you do that, that's called using a tree. So that's a problem. But then he points out that nowadays, it's not normal for people to hang things from the schach. So therefore, he says, maybe it's okay nowadays. Again, it's not such a common case. But and then he also points out that if the schach, the question was, if you're hanging the schach directly on the tree. But what if you are hanging it on... he also points out, lechatchila, you wouldn't do this. You would never hang lechatchila, the schach, directly on a tree, because normally the way we hang schach, lechatchila, is we always hang schach, we let it rest on, for another halacha we're going to learn, we always rest it on kosher schach. In other words, when you're building your sukkah, you're not... lechatchila, we don't support the schach on thin metal rods or beams, because the metal is not kosher schach. L'chadchila, we don't want to be maimid the kosher schach with something that's pasul schach. So gzera, that maybe you're going to end up using the metal rods for your entire schach. So gzera. So therefore, again, there's other items that are more, might look a little bit more like kosher schach. But anyways, so that's the din lechatchila based on a potential gzera derabanan. So here too, you wouldn't rest it on a tree, because you can't make a tree for a schach. Anyway, so that's what he writes. Also, but then he points out, if you needed to hang the schach supporting on the tree, you should support it with something else, like another piece of stick that's resting on the tree. And then on that stick, you rest the schach on it. And for two reasons, that's okay. Because the chumrah of maimid is only maimid, but not maimid the maimid. If you were to, that was the right word, but basically rest it on something that's resting on something. So the first, as long as it's another step removed, it'd be okay. For example, let's say you want to just put a couple metal beams or thin rods on top of your sukkah, and then you want to put your schach there. So the best thing to do is now put on top of those metal rods thin wood beams or bamboo poles on top of those metal rods, and now your schach is going to be resting on kosher schach. So that that's okay according to most. And then also for climbing a tree, we also learned if you want to build a tree house on a tree, so if the tree house that you built is resting on the tree directly, that's a problem to go on that tree house. But if you build metal wooden rods, if you build any other support, it could be any material, Silcha Shabbos. If you build any little material and you fasten it to the tree, and then on top of those rods you build a tree house, then you can go on that tree house on Shabbos. Because it's a maimed de maimed. And on that day they weren't gozer. Okay. I think that takes us to, let's start the next siman. Taf Reish Chav Tet. Mima tzarech liyot haschach. What does the schach need to be made out of? Hey, we're all familiar. Aleph. Davar shemesachim bo. The schach must be tzarech sheyet someach min haaretz. V'talush. V'eino mekabel tuma. Three criteria. It has to grow from the ground. It can't just be dirt from the ground. It has to grow from the ground. Like plants, trees, whatever. Right? It can't be animals that, you know, that graze and grow up on the ground. It has to be something that mamash grows from the ground. Vitalush, and then it has to be uprooted, no longer bound to the ground, detached. There you go. Ve'eno mekabel tuma, and it can't be mekabel tuma, and it can't be also ra'ui, able to be mekabel tuma. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's actually tummy or not. It just can't be able to be mekabel tuma. Aval davar she'eino tzomeach min ha'aretz, it doesn't grow from the ground. Afal pi shegidulo min ha'aretz ve'eino mekabel tuma, even though it grows from the ground and it doesn't. All right, I'll read this. Aval davar she'eino tzomeach min ha'aretz, but if it doesn't grow from the ground, right? Afal pi shegidulo min ha'aretz, even though it's, you know, it grows on the ground, animals, mushrooms, whatever. Ve'eino mekabel tuma, and it doesn't mekabel tuma, so it has to be. So then kegon, what are we talking about? Orot shel behema, like a hide, skin from animals. Shelo ne'evdu, they weren't processed. You didn't turn them into a kli. She'eino mekabel tuma, they still weren't mekabel tuma, but it's not kosher because it has to physically grow out of the ground. O mine matechot, or any kind of metal. It's also going to be pasul. Ein misachachin behen, you can't use those for schach. Again, the drash comes from the pasuk in Dvarim Ten Zayin. Chag asukot taase beospecha migorencha umiyikavecha. So it has to be from the drash from Chazal is the psolet, the leftover when you're harvesting and you're getting your, you know, your grapes or whatever. So then what's left over? It's the shrubs, or the leaves, whatever, the leftover pieces of the vines or whatever it is. And these things that you find on the ground, they're detached, they grew from the ground, and they're not makabel tuma. So that's the drasha. Is that a siren? Okay. All right. Stop. Ve'ei mesachachin be'afar. There you go, and you can't use Zafar. Okay, we'll stop. Oh, yeah.